a day, guys. Not expect to be going live right now, but as you all are hearing the news, Vince McMahon has just announced that he is retiring from WWE at 76 years old. How could I not go live, talk about this with all of you? So this is kind of an impromptu edition of Top Rope Nation. So thank you all for joining me. I mean, I just recorded a solo pod yesterday for our Patreon supporters. And now here I am live talking with all of you about a story I never thought would see happen. Kind of expected that Vince would pretty much work until his death, you know, like we don't know, like this whole story has not all come out yet. It appears, you know, that he made the decision himself, but it could be he was forced out, you know, who knows. I'm doing this. It's only been a few minutes since we found out that Vince is retiring. And as I do this, my computer is about to die. I better plug in. Okay, that was bad. That would have been very bad. Here we go. Sorry if my video was bad. It looks like my connection was weak, but here we go. Vince McMahon has retired from WWE. The WWE sent out a release. Vince announced it on Twitter, and I am here to talk about it with all of you. So, I mean, the thoughts that you have, hit me in the chat. I'll get you involved. As I said, I didn't expect to be doing a solo podcast today, but here we are. So we got Gabe checking in. Appears to be very excited that Vince is gone. Good friend Derek Chappelle. What a joyous day for professional wrestling. Rick checking in. What do you think is coming to force this move? So we've heard that there's more stories on the way. You know, Forbes, I believe it was Forbes. Was it Forbes? I can't remember right now. My mind's all over the place. It wasn't Forbes. Who broke that story about Vince and the affairs? Whatever. We know there's more stories coming. We know that Real Sports has been working on a story about Vince McMahon. So there's pressure on the company. There's going to be probably pressure from the sponsors as well. And, you know, my thought, we've been talking about this on the podcast for a while. Greg says in the chat, I broke the story. My thought has been that if there was a change, you know, Vince would be forced out and it would come from the corporate sponsors. That has always kind of seemed like the most likely scenario to get Vince out of the ballgame. The way they've done this, you know, it looks like he made the decision himself, but I'm sure more and more information will come out about this as we go. Before we go any further, let's take a look at the release that WWE put out. I'll share this on the screen. This features a quote from Vince himself, is basically the whole release. It says, Vince McMahon retires. Stamford, Connecticut, Vince McMahon today released the following statement. I will just read it for all of you who are on the podcast stream for your benefit. Those of you on YouTube, you're seeing it here on your screen. It says, as I approach 77 years old, I feel it's time for me to retire as chairman and CEO of WWE. Throughout the years, it's been a privilege to help WWE bring you joy, inspire you, thrill you, surprise you, and always entertain you. I would like to thank my family for mightily contributing to our success, and I would also like to thank all of our past and present superstars and employees for their dedication and passion for our brand. Most importantly, I would like to thank our fans for allowing us into your homes every week and being your choice of entertainment. I hold the deepest appreciation and admiration for our generations of fans all over the world who have liked, currently like, and sometimes even love our form of sports entertainment. Our global audience can take comfort in knowing WWE will continue to entertain you with the same fervor, dedication, and passion as always. I am extremely confident in the continued success of WWE, and I leave our company in the capable hands of an extraordinary group of superstars, employees, and executives. In particular, both chairwoman and co-CEO Stephanie McMahon and co-CEO Nick Khan. As the majority shareholder, I will continue to support WWE in any way I can. My personal thanks to our community and business partners, shareholders, and board of directors for their guidance and support through the years, then, now, forever, together. So one of the big news items coming out of that, obviously, is that, you know, Stephanie had taken over as interim chairwoman and interim CEO. She will continue as chairwoman. And that note there, Stephanie and Nick Khan are now co-CEOs of WWE. I see our chat is just blowing up here. So I'm going to get you all involved as we go here. So, yeah, I mean, that's the statement. I've been, you know, hearing some things, reading up on some news. SmackDown is in Boston tonight, and apparently there is a all hands on deck meeting scheduled, according to Fightful, at 5 o'clock Eastern, which is in about 10 minutes from right now. The new executive vice president of talent relations will be there, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. That was just announced less than 24 hours ago. Stephanie McMahon will be there. Nick Khan will be there. And so, I mean, I've been hearing the mood at WWE is crazy backstage right now. Nobody saw this coming. Some people going so far, Fightful reports, as saying they'll believe it once the show comes and goes and he's no longer involved. So Vince is still the majority shareholder. Nothing out here about, you know, creative, but the guy said he retired, so I assume he's not going to be involved in creative at all moving forward. And yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's out. Kyle Ryan, do you think he tore up the script one last time? Perhaps. That's something Vince would do. Tear up the script. I'm out of here. I quit. I'm done. Evan checking in. Was this really a shocker? Honestly, the time of his ownership was coming in an end. Yeah, I mean, it's a shocker to me because I, as I said at the top, I didn't think that he would ever willingly do this. And maybe he didn't. We don't know. This just broke less than an hour ago. Maybe more will come out about this. But as it is being pushed by WWE right now, you know, it appears that Vince made the decision himself. Kyle Ryan checking in. SmackDown should be interesting tonight. Yes, it should. Greg, yeah. Is he gone for I mean, I think so. It appears so. So we will see, guys. Thanks for everyone checking in right now. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not already subscribed. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Justin's still at work right now, my usual co-host. I couldn't have him on with me. Kyle is west. He's out west in the Badlands right now. Might actually be seeing him in person here on Sunday, so I couldn't have him on. So I'm jumping on solo. I did this solo pod yesterday talking about Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. Check it out on the Patreon feed, or you can get a little sample of that on our main podcast feed right now. That was a lot of fun. And I said at the end of that show, it was kind of fun doing a solo pod. I'll have to do this again. Didn't expect it to be 24 hours later, but here we go. Pro Wrestling Goat checking in. What a great day to be a wrestling fan. I mean, it very well could be. We shall see. I mean, a lot of people have been, you know, hoping for this for a long time. We're all wrestling fans here. We've had those discussions with our friends. What will the WWE look like when Vince McMahon is gone? And I think everybody has always thought it would be for the better. Creative would improve. And that very well may happen, but time will tell. I mean, we can't say for sure, but you can understand, given the creative state of WWE right now, which most of us would agree is very poor, you would hope that this kind of change really shakes things up. And a company who no doubt has the best roster in the world, who should be putting on better shows than they are, improves. And if they improve, it's better for all of us. It's better for Top Rope Nation because it's a whole hell of a lot more fun to talk about WWE when the product's hot and not when it's in the current state that it is. So this could be a moment where things really change for WWE moving forward. Maybe we'll look back on this day as a great day. You know, Vince has done a lot of good things over his career and a lot of bad things over his career. He started Titan Sports in 1980. He purchased the WWF at the time from his father in 1982. So we're talking almost on the dot, a 40-year run for Vince in charge of the WWF, WWE, which ended today, this afternoon, July 22nd, 2022. Oh, what else we got going on in the chat here? Well, And do we think that they made him retire? That's what we don't know. I mean, we will see. You know, we've heard that the board could, based on the way the company is set up with the board, they did, you know, according to WrestleNomics, they have the power to kind of push him out. But we don't know what's been happening behind the scenes with their investigations. We know more has come out with NDAs. It was the Wall Street Journal, by the way. I couldn't remember. It just came to me. The Wall Street Journal that initially dropped the story about Vince paying the woman $5 million. And then since then, we've heard there's been more NDAs that they've uncovered on the books. Vince McMahon paid more in NDAs than he paid for WCW back in 2001. Yeah, my buddy Adam Martin checking in. Hard to believe we're in a post-Vince world. I mean, I'm seeing people, my phone is blowing up. And people that haven't followed pro wrestling in many years, decades, all of a sudden messaging me, what do you think about Vince? Like, everybody knows Vince McMahon. We never thought we would see this day, and here we are. He's out. That rating for SmackDown tonight is going to be interesting. I would expect it to explode through the roof. Greg checking in. Vince stepped down to work on Trump's campaign. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me, Greg. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Look forward to working with the woman who was formerly my wife. My wife at the time, as he said on Pat McAfee. Yeah, much more enjoyable to watch and create content when we are feeling joyful about it. Guys, you know, any other thoughts, hit me up. But I definitely wanted to talk about this right away here with all the listeners of Top Rope Nation. So as I said, 40 years, Vince McMahon out the door just hours before SmackDown goes on the air from Boston. And we'll see what happens tonight. We are, what, a week out from SummerSlam? I mean, the timing of this is, I mean, I guess it could draw up some interest for SummerSlam and in the product in general, but the timing is very odd. You know, sometimes these big news stories would drop on Fridays in the afternoon, right before people go home for the weekend, but that's like the news dump time when you don't want to make headlines sometimes. It clearly is making big headlines. You assume Vince wants the spotlight. So there we go. Boy, yeah, the stream's starting to blow up a little bit here. I don't really want to go off the air. I got more and more of you joining, but I mean, that's about all I have to say. That is what we know as of right now. So to recap, SmackDown in Boston, it's going to be a meeting starting in about 6 minutes, all hands on deck. Some people at WWE reportedly can't believe it, and they won't believe it until they don't see Vince at the building. Most expected Vince to work, you know, until the day he would pass away and leave this earth. But that ain't going to be the case. He's gone right now, just as WWE is opening their new building in Connecticut. The man himself will not be at the new Titan Towers unless he checks in for the, you know, as the number one shareholder. All right. So, guys, if you're new to Top Rope Nation, I said it before, subscribe to the channel. New stuff dropping all the time. Just released a new podcast on our feeds. This one's coming out on the feeds. The links will be here in the broadcast description here in a minute. I went live, guys, so quickly, I didn't even have time to like properly set up the stream. I thought I did. And then I go live and it's like, oh, the thumbnail didn't load properly. My stream's all behind. All hell's breaking loose here in the Top Rope Nation offices. Finally got it under control. Hopefully the stream is working all right for all of you. The boyhood dream has come true for Evans Be Famous. So Vince McMahon out the door. All right, guys, I guess that's going to do it for me. I will pop back on the stream if anything else breaks here in the next couple of days. Hopefully I have my co-host to play off of a little bit and talk with them as well. I was just about to go out the door when this news broke to meet up with some of the good friends of Top Rope Nation. It's the Tragos Thez Hall of Fame weekend this weekend here in Iowa. I was about to go meet up with Gabe Benson, with Ryan Huffman, and some of the other people. Trish Stratus is in town. Seeing her at the Independent Show tonight here in Waterloo, Iowa, should be a good time. I'll talk about it on our next podcast. Justin and I are planning on doing a show Sunday morning. We're going to talk about the Ring of Honor pay-per-view tomorrow night. And so if you're not watching that, or if you are watching it, join us live Sunday morning. We're going to recap it. We'll talk about anything that breaks about Vince McMahon between now and then as well. Should be a lot of fun. Hit subscribe. Make sure the notification bell is on so you don't miss it. And we will talk to you all again very soon. Have a good weekend and enjoy your first night in the post Vince McMahon WWE world.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.